We are back, radio friends, to continue from where we stopped last time. We asked the question, how big is your God? It is based on the experience of the children of Israel in their wilderness journey, with specific reference to Numbers chapter 13. Last time we read from verses 1 to 3 and from 26 to 33. Time will not permit us to reread the scripture we read last time, but when you have time, you can read that section. It is the story of the spies that were sent to spy out the promised land. That 13 verses 1 to 3, it seems as if the idea was that of God, but we saw last time that it was not so. As we compared scripture with scripture, we saw from Deuteronomy chapter 1, later when Moses was recounting their experience when they were about to enter the promised land, which they did not possess at that point. It was because of this spying of the land and the rebellion that brought about that caused God to give them 40 years to wander in the wilderness. So let's pick it up from where we stopped. We said last time that the majority, 10 of them, gave a negative report of the land that they spied. First of all, the genesis or the root of the problem was the unnecessary mission, because the mission was not God's idea, it was the idea of the children of Israel. Then secondly, the wrong perception of the 10 worsened matters. Let's read from verse 31, where the 10 said, and that is their perception, that is their report, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. The land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants. All the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature." All the people, that's an exaggeration. Verse 33 of Numbers 13, "There we saw the giants. The descendants of Anak came from the giants. We were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight." The problem that started as loss of confidence in God has now blossomed into an open rebellion against God. For in Numbers chapter 14 from verse 1, we see the rebellion. "So all the congregation," Numbers 14 verse 1, "all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, 'If only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in the wilderness. Why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and children should become victims? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt?' So," in verse 4, "they said to one another, 'Let us select a leader and return to Egypt.'" I want to conclude our discussion with what I call reflections for daily living based on this text. Let me make a couple of observations. Number one, the men who had the perception problem resulting in a negative report were leaders among the people. I want you to take note of that. In verse 2 and verse 3, "Send men to spy out the land of Canaan, everyone a leader among them." So Moses sent them according to the command of the Lord, all of them men who were heads of the children of Israel. Those who magnify their problems and diminish themselves, and in the process diminish God, may occupy positions of leadership in the home, government, or church. They may be very influential in the community or church. Leaders are supposed to inspire those they lead by a positive perception of God and of themselves. Otherwise, they disqualify themselves as leaders. Observation number two, these men acknowledged that what God said about the land was true, and they returned with the proof of it. In verse 27, "Yet they nullified all that evidence with nevertheless. 'We went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, And this is the evidence, this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, often we doubt God and His ability in the face of all the assurances and evidence of His ability. We do so with a nevertheless or but. I know that God is able. I know that He did it for Abraham. I know He did it for Isaac. And I know He did it for Jacob. I know He did it for the people we read about in the scriptures. But I am not one of them. Observation number three. The men were in the majority. They gave the majority report, while Caleb and Joshua gave the minority report. In the things of God, majority is not necessarily right. God does not run a democracy. People need to know this, especially people who are in church. After all, democracy is the worst form of government, but for the rest. I didn't say that. It was Winston Churchill who said it, that democracy is the worst form of government except for the rest. In other words, the rest are worse. I would say this observation of Winston Churchill is even truer in a society where democracy is by selection rather than by election. We can identify with that, can't we? God is more interested in the hearts of men and women, not in the show of hands. He said of Caleb in Numbers 14, verse 24, and later of Joshua in Numbers 32, that they had a different spirit in them, different from the rest 10, and they had followed him fully. Recall what God said to Samuel when he came close to anointing the wrong person, David's elder brother Eliab, as king of Israel. God said to him in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. God does not run a democracy, and he's not interested in the show of hands, because he looks at the heart. Observation number four, when we have a poor perception of God, even his attempt to help us could be misunderstood and misinterpreted. God must have gone ahead of the Israelites to depopulate the Canaanites before Israel would fight them, because these spies witnessed so many burials, so many funerals, and so they concluded that the land was devouring its inhabitants. But that probably was God trying to help them out. So, when God is working on your behalf, you may misunderstand it if you have the wrong perception of God. Observation number five, and that is our last observation. In saying that they were like grasshoppers in their own eyes and in the eyes of their enemies, the 10 men unwittingly exalted their enemies and diminished their God. According to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22, Isaiah 40, 22, only in the sight of the God of Israel do men appear like grasshoppers. Because in Isaiah 40, verse 22, it says, it is He, God, who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. If these Israelites were like grasshoppers in the eyes of the descendants of Anak, then the descendants of Anak had been exalted to the position of God. You can't do that and still win. When we see nothing else but our problems, we are magnifying our problems above God. How big is your God relative to your problems, radio friend? More often than not, the issue is our perception of God, not the size of our problems. And our perception of God is derived from the information we have concerning Him. Those who do not take God's word seriously will always have faulty perception of God. For those who know their God through an accurate knowledge of His word, the scripture says, shall be strong and carry out great exploits. Daniel 11, verse 32. Radio friend, let me conclude. Remember, David, a young shepherd boy, saw the same giant that the army of Israel saw and ran away. But the difference between David and the rest of the armies of Israel was in perception, their perception of God relative to the giant. David had a big God. He perceived his God as able to do all things. And this perception of a big God that David had cut Goliath down to size and cut him down literally eventually. Pray that you will see God more clearly, radio friend. Pray that you see God in his word. Pray that you love him more dearly and follow him more closely day by day. You have the right perception of him. If you do, your problems will be dwarfed while your God is magnified. All he is and have are for all who will draw close to him through Christ. He assumes their liabilities or deficits and releases his assets to them. Our God is big in mercy, big in grace, big in patience, big in love, big in power. The songwriter had it right. He is bigger than all my problems, bigger than all my fears. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all my questions, bigger than anything. God is bigger than the mountains that I can see or cannot see. Father, we thank you again for this time we have spent in your word. I pray for those in Radio Land, the problems that they have that loom very large. Please, by your word, give them the right perception of you that will lead to the right perception of their problem. For you are big enough to handle anything. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Please.